This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Hey, glad you're here as we welcome you into a Friday edition of the Give Me the Hogs, Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. If the weather will cooperate, there's all kinds of Razorback stuff going on this weekend. Now, they'll play basketball inside in Alabama, so it won't really matter there. But around here, they're trying to get in baseball. They're trying to get in softball. There's just stuff to do. So hopefully all this forecasted rain will clear out of here. And it sounds like it's going to be a little bit cooler, but otherwise pretty good weekend. Spring football is underway. That's where I want to start. And that's where we're going to begin the bulk of our time today, or spend the bulk of our time today. The Razorbacks held their first practice yesterday, yesterday being Thursday, as we record this. So it was the first time on the field that others got to see them, but it was not the first time, obviously, that they had been on the field together. In fact, a lot of the players talked about this, how they, you know, basically extended what they'd been doing and working on their own before their strength and conditioning workouts, and then working on their own again after that. A lot of that goes on. And so when you step out on the field for the first time, it really is a continuation of that, even though for the rest of us, it's the first time we've seen any football since the last time they played in the fall. Now, obviously, Bobby Petrino returning to Arkansas is the headline story. That's what most Arkansans are talking about. Now, for those who follow the football closely, you know that the quarterback position is where it all starts. And if we remember the success that Bobby Petrino had when he was the head coach of the Razorbacks, a lot of it centered around the quarterback. Now, they brought in a guy that you've heard about, Talon Green from Boise State. He has taken, or at least for the Thursday practice, took most, if not all, of the snaps with the ones. And from the outside looking in, kind of makes you wonder, has it already been decided? Sam Pittman said very clearly that he wants a starting quarterback to be, you know, announced is the term we use. They say, we want to be able to decide who the starter is by the end of spring. So when the guy that's just transferred in takes the bulk of the snap with the ones on the first day, it makes you wonder, has he already taken the job? This is what the head coach had to say about that.
Obviously, Talon has, we've seen some out of him before, you know, with the walks and all this kind of stuff and meeting time he puts in and all that kind of stuff. So it was different than throwing a guy in with the ones the first day of practice, because the rules have allowed us to do more before practice starts. I like where we're at with the quarterbacks. I think there's, they're battling in there. And I think Malachi had a better day today than he did on Thursday. Chris is doing well. I like where KJ's at. Taylor's doing a fine job. I like where they're at. They like each other. They're competing hard against each other. And the one thing I'm seeing a little bit more out of them this year is, they all seem to possess really good leadership qualities and take ownership of their own mistakes, but yet have really good leadership skills. That's what you have to have at the quarterback position.
Now, I don't think anybody's been promised anything. Now, what I'm driving at is I don't think Talen Green came down from Boise State with a promise that he was going to be the starting quarterback. I am certain that he was promised that he would have an opportunity to compete for the job, and I'm equally certain that when the Razorback coaches talked to him, they operated under the thought that he sure might do that. The one thing that I do remember very clearly about when Bobby Petrino was here before, and it's not as though, it's the only offense that requires this, but his offense is really big on timing. I mean, timing is so important. That's not something, frankly, you develop over 14 or 15 spring practices. You've got to do it on your own. You've got to do it as, again, we've already discussed. They've already done this, and they're going to continue to do it. And that's why, at least from the outside looking in, it makes perfect sense that they would want to name a starter by the end of spring, because you want that guy in charge of everything in the summer, and you want him to be able to develop the timing that's going to be required to make this whole thing run. So that's my take on it. I was interested to hear what the head coach had to say, and that's going to be one of the big stories that we watch as we move through spring practice. Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, let me talk to you about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They were my partners. They were my partners the first time I bought a home, the first time I sold a home, second time I bought a home. Each experience is different. Everybody's experience is going to be different. The thing that I found with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, is they took the time to understand my situation. And that's really what makes this work. Because look, this is the most money that most people are ever going to spend. The money you spend on your home. And so you want someone that, number one, has an appreciation for that, number two, understands how much it means to you, and number three, has enough information inside him to act on all that. And that's what I experienced at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They listened to my situation. They understood what I needed. The open line of communication made me feel like I was a part of it every step of the way. And then when the contract was signed, we got to close. There's a difference between a contract and a close. And Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, that may be what they do best, is they get you from contract to close, and that's what buttons it all up. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley, in Sebastian County. They're in the Fort Smith office. They service both regions very well. You've heard us talk about their office in Branson, North Central Arkansas, Southern Missouri. Got a great selection of homes, and you can check that out at WeickerGriffin.com. Matt Jones, coming up.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Well, as we welcome you back to the Give Me the Hawks Chuck podcast presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, we, as we always do at the end of the week, kind of bring it all together with Razorback legend Matt Jones. Matt, I thought about you with the start of spring practice yesterday. Just from a player's perspective, I mean, how do you approach spring practice? How did you approach spring practice?
Chuck, always good to be here with you today. Man, it's exciting. Spring ball, a little different for me. You know, my freshman year, I went over to the basketball team and came back, and David Lee, it was the second year for him to be the OC. And we had a little competition that year. Sorhan was there. I want to say Tavares was there. You know, Zach Clark was there the year before, and he had transferred to UCA. So we had a full-on battle that year. I was the fifth quarterback my freshman year that went out there, and then we had a battle. And there was a day, it was a scrimmage. So we had about three live scrimmages and the spring game. And the spring games, you know, for the fans, we get that. It's for the players, too. Anytime the film's rolling, it's an opportunity. But it was the second live scrimmage we had in the stadium there. And I threw two touchdown passes, I think both of them to Richard Smith. And had a decent scrimmage. And Coach Lee came up and said, "Hey, man, you just earned the starting quarterback job for the Razorbacks." I'll never forget it. It's pretty cool to have the coach tell you that. And there's opportunities for all these players. And so the next year, you know, it would have been a little different. And then I went and played basketball again the next year. So each one was a little different for me. But I'll never forget that first one and Coach coming up and saying that, because that's what you're all trying to do. Chuck, you want to be running with the ones. I mean, whenever you can, there's just something about going out there when they call ones up and you get to go.
One of the things that we always see in spring's competition at positions, and coaches talk about how they want that because it makes everybody better. But in the case of the quarterback, the desire to have a starter by the end of spring, the value. You know, talk about your experience and just the value of knowing going into the summer that, hey, I'm the guy.
Yeah, that's that can be big. You have to get 7-on-7. You're going to do summer workouts. You're calling the receivers. I'm sure now they're probably all on a connected somehow in some type of group chat, getting things together. And I think the coaches get a little more on-field time now. But when I played, it was just the strength coaches out there if you were going to do 7-on-7. So you had to kind of take it upon yourself. And it's good for the team to know who the leader is. And as playing the quarterback position, you're a leader just by default. And one thing I always tried to be was authentic. I'm not a real... you know, you speak up when you have to, but I wasn't necessarily the most vocal guy. There's other guys to do that. And but you got to be authentic. You got to be who you are, and you got to love to compete. And that's what I loved about the summer workouts and doing the 7-on-7. Robert Johnson would get a crew together. I would get a crew together, and we'd go out there and compete trying to always win. You know, I mean, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to build good habits. And it's another time to see some of the freshmen or some of the newcomers that haven't really played a lot. And then even now, Chuck, it's more important now because they're learning a new offense this year, and it takes a little while to get things going to where you're not thinking and you're just reacting. And so the spring ball and summer workouts are going to be very important for these guys.
Developing precision. I mean, you've every offense is different. You've observed Petrino's offenses before, and I just wonder, is there more of a requirement on timing, more of a requirement on precision maybe in this offense than some others?
Yeah, I think timing. Now, I haven't been in a meeting with Coach Petrino, but
yeah.
You know, I get the concept of most quarterback coaches, it's a lot of it is timing. You have to be in the right spot at the right time, and there has to be trust there. When it's 3rd and 8 and you see the blitz coming, man, you know that ball's coming out quick as a receiver.
You know, perhaps better than anybody as a quarterback, when you were at Arkansas, the importance of the guys up front. And, you know, last year that was the area where it seemed like a lot of the struggles began. And I just wonder if maybe – as we look through spring practice, that's not the most important thing that won't transpire over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, Chuck, the offensive line is key. Battle in the trenches. You look at the final four teams from last year. Washington, man, their offensive line was studs. Texas's defensive line, studs. Michigan, same thing. I have a feeling that it could be a strength for us this year. And the quarterback has a little bit to do with that, you know, getting guys on the same page, recognizing when you got to get the ball out of your hand. All the sacks necessarily aren't on the offensive line. And that's why, you know, football is the ultimate team game. The running backs have to know how to pick up pressure. And you have to understand, you know, what's going on and be able to play fast. I think that's what Coach Petrino is going to do with this team. I have a feeling, Chuck, I think our red zone offense is going to be better than it was last year. And I do. I think our offensive line will not be the worst position group on the team. I don't know what it's going to be, but I have a feeling because we know if that offensive line's not right, it's why are we even playing the game? You can't win in the SEC if you can't block them.
All right, a little bit of basketball before we go. Razorbacks in Alabama Saturday, then the conference tournament. Hogs are playing better, but it may be too late. I mean, what's your thought on what you're seeing lately?
Man, I've loved this purple patch that Battle's been in. You had Mark doing it. You had Mitchell doing it. I think it gives the other players confidence when you know a guy can go out there and be so efficient. Being able to get 40-something percent of your points from the free throw line Battle has, that's big time. It stops the game, stops the flow, lets you catch your breath. Man, he has to be the best free throw shooter I can remember at the university. And I don't mean a Steve Kerr-like free throw guy that shoots three a game. I mean, when you're shooting 16 free throws a game and going 15 to 16 consistently, man, that's big time right there. And I think it gives the guys confidence. I don't know that we have necessarily, you look at the top six guys and you're going roster for roster. I just don't know that we have the Jimmies and the Joes to use a David Basel quote, so to speak. But I do think this team is competing. That's the one thing that you can carry on.
All right, honest answer. You walk into the gym, nobody's there. You shoot 20 free throws. How many do you make?
If I walk into – so I went in there, and I went and saw a practice last year with Coach Muss. I went with one of my buddies. We went over to the gym and played horse. I bet I could still go once I get going. I 6-7 out of 10, so 12, 13 out of 20. I mean, to just
yeah. So you're a 65% free throw shooter is what you're saying.
You know, when – yeah, I mean, just saying because I don't do it, but it's – you know, it comes right back to you. I'm pretty sure that I'll figure it
you're
out a
75, 80% guy.
In high school.
Rolling.
You know, in high school, but you know, Chuck, when I got up there to Fabian and played a couple years, I had a little Chuck Knoblock going on where you couldn't throw it from second base to first.
Yeah.
I had a little mental block. I struggled a little bit at the foul line my time up there.
That's why they got you out of the game with like 2 minutes to go in a lead, man. You can't have Jones on the floor.
It takes away. That's why I talked a little bit earlier about Jalen Graham because I've been there. And so it kind of took away a little bit from my aggressiveness on the offensive end because it's like you get fouled. Well, then you can't hit your free throws. You want to keep going and keep going to the free throw line. Even if you're not hitting them good, you still got to stay aggressive.
Matt Jones, I always enjoy visiting with you. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Chuck, you're the best, man. Thanks, dude.
All right. Matt Jones, as he always does, joining us here on Fridays on the Game of the Honks Chuck podcast presented by Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. A minute into the second half, Lawson flashes for a steal to the other end. Wow, what a throw down by Lawson. The Razorbacks are playing better, as we discussed with Matt a few minutes ago. They're on the road today. They play Alabama tomorrow, bright and early at 11 o'clock in the morning. Alabama's lost 3 of 4, but they're back home. And Arkansas is going to have a tough challenge. This is Muss talking about what's ahead.
A team that we know will be ready to play. You know, you never want to walk in and play a team after they've lost, especially a team that has a chance to play for a national championship like Alabama does. So we just got to regroup. A lot of guys played a lot of minutes. Got to get them fresh and ready to play on an early. Here we go again. The opponent played on Tuesday. We played on Wednesday. And we have a tip-off before you can eat a bagel. So, I mean, it's a yearly occurrence for us to go play at Alabama. So we just go there, and we know they're going to be ready to play. We know they'll have a great crowd. We know they're explosive in transition. We know they want to take a lot of threes and try to get to the rim and take as many layups. You know, we know Sears and Estrada throw rifle passes with their left hand when they get in the lane for spit out threes. Now we got to try to do everything we can to defend them.
Again, it's 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. ESPN has the game 10:30 for the courtside show along the Razorback Sports Network from Learfield. Hey, the weekend's coming, and that means the Bet Saracen app is alive and well, and it's going to be rolling by the time we get to tomorrow. Razorback games, that's the thing that really does make the Bet Saracen app Arkansas's favorite sports betting app, is you've got an opportunity to place wagers on Arkansas teams, UALR, for example, playing in their conference tournament tonight, Razorbacks tomorrow. Now, you know, they've got your traditional bets, your spreads, your money lines, all that stuff. But, you know, if you really want to make it Vegas, Arkansas style, you got to have opportunities to place wagers on the Arkansas teams and the Arkansas kids. And that's what you're always going to find at the Bet Saracen app. Now, I know there are lots of national sports betting apps, but I also know that there are laws in our state that keep a lot of those national betting apps from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most informed, if you're going to be ready, you need to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how to play video, and they'll get you ready to go at the Bet Saracen app. A few more items before we go. Razorback women, Southeastern Conference tournament stay is over, one and done. Auburn beat them 67-48. They're not going to make the NCAA tournament. I don't know about the WNIT. I just don't know enough about it right now to know if Arkansas is a possibility there. But they lost by 19 at the conference tournament in Greenville, South Carolina. Baseball team blazing home this weekend against McNeese State. The threat of inclement weather, caused a cancellation of Friday. They'll play a doubleheader Saturday. Softball team is going to start an hour early today at 3:45. They've got the Razorback Rumble going on at Bogle Park. It looks like once it moves through, it's going to be cooler, but the sun's going to be out the rest of the weekend. So once we get through today, looks like it's going to be fine. All right, that's enough. That's it for the week. Thank all of you for listening. We'll be around on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.